Welcome to Command Control Power, a weekly podcast hosted by three certified members of the Apple Consultants Network, drawing from over 30 years combined experience. We talk shop, interview vendors and colleagues, and share what we've learned while operating our technology consulting practices. This is Joe Saponari of CIMAC, and my two co-hosts are Sam Valencia of the HCS Technology Group and Jerry Zygmunt of MacWorks. We are live at commandcontrolpower.com, the first Tuesday of every month, where new episodes are posted weekly. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Jerry of Command Control Power, and I'm here with Joe and Sam, and we'd like to wish everybody a very, very happy holiday. There's no show this week. We figured you guys and gals were busy during the Christmas New Year's week, so we are going to bring you a brand new episode beginning next week, and we're going to be welcoming Jason Depburn of Adigy, which is a great managed service product that we'd like to tell you about. We're very excited to speak with Jason, so that's coming first thing in the new year. We got lots of new shows lined up, so happy holidays. Feel free to talk at any time.
I was going to say, do you want us to say anything?
Yeah, Merry Crimble. Wish everybody a Merry Crimble.
Merry Crimble.
Jerry, what is, okay, I don't know if this is the show, but what is Crimble? Because I thought it was Kringle, like Kris Kringle, right?
Well, we explained this on a previous show, Joe. The Beatles Flexi records that they used to put out in like 1964, 65, and 66. And there was some running joke that they had where they were wishing everybody a Merry Crimble. And so that's the reference. If I can find it on YouTube, I'll put it in the show notes.
Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und Dankeschön und den Christbund eben. Ja, den Christbund either schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy. Dankeschön.
It's an excellent Beatles impersonation. Who's that?
It's pretty weak. It's actually pretty weak. I don't know who it is.
It's like an amalgamation of John and Paul, maybe.
Could be the fifth Beatle. It could be Stu Sutcliffe. You know who does a great Beatles impression is Dana Carvey. He does this amazing Paul. Pretty funny. Nice. You can find that on YouTube, too.
Happy holidays to all our listeners out there. I hope you had a great 2016. Stay safe, and we'll see you next year.
Happy holidays, everybody. Thanks for listening all year. Thanks a lot to our Patreon sponsors, especially, and all our regular listeners. It's been really great doing the show all these years, and here's another 3 years.
And, of course, we'd like to give a big shout-out to our sponsors, Watchman Monitoring, and we're going to tell you a little bit about Watchman Monitoring at the end of this broadcast. And we'd like to thank SolarWinds, who is Gruntwork, more familiar with Gruntwork name, and we'd like to also thank them for their continued sponsorship. And one more important thing we'd like to share with you. We are going to the ACES conference in Phoenix, Arizona this year, 2017. It's May 31st through June 1st. And we've got a special coupon code that you can use to make your ACES conference that much more lucrative. Sam, you want to tell us about that coupon?
Sure, Jerry. Our listeners can go to acesconf.com and enter the promo code command to take 10% off your current price.
Do you want to tell me about something you like, Joe?
Well, I think the thing I like above everything else these days is our good friend Watchman Monitoring. I just can't get enough of it. You know, I've been spending a lot more time in Watchman, doing a lot more things with running reports, exporting CSV files, showing machine status for a given client. There are great reports that client-facing reports. I just can't get enough of Watchman. I think it would be good to talk a little bit about Watchman Monitoring and what it does.
So that's a great point, Joe. What is Watchman Monitoring? Well, for those few people that are listening that don't know, it's a lightweight client that you could use as a Mac admin, whether you've got your own private practice or you're working for a larger institution, and it runs on every single client machine. What does it do? It monitors server software, it monitors your backup systems, it looks at disk drives, it looks at RAID systems, it looks at network performance, it looks at system performance. It will give you notifications when there's malware on a machine. And you can also get these reports that Joe just mentioned, these great demographic reports that you can either print out for your own organization or for your client. One of the great things that you could do with Watchman is you could link it to other key apps in your workflow. We integrate it with Zendesk. And so anytime we have a notification from Watchman, it goes right into our Zendesk box. And we're able to send out a missive to our client, immediately notifying them that some action needs to be taken place, whether it's IO errors on a hard drive and to schedule an appointment for a repair, or it's something as simple as like telling them to download malware bytes and attempt to remove some malware from their machine. So it's a great source for you to just stay on the pulse of what your client machines are doing. It's so versatile that you could run a very large organization single-handedly.
A lot of what you're talking about, Jerry, is proactive support. It allows us as consultants to be proactive with our clients. But on the flip side, It also allows our clients to be proactive with us. I mean, just the contact menu alone, allowing for our custom branded contact menu in the menu bar, allows them to email support directly, start a remote support session using something like TeamViewer or BombGar. And we can customize that menu with literally everything that we want. So mention Zendesk. We can have that email automatically generate a Zendesk ticket for us so that we're alerted to anything that the client needs. And all this comes in a customized branded tool for our end users. So they always see our logo and our name there showing them that we are responsible and we are maintaining their computers. And let's not forget about Watchman's provider locator that's right on their website. This allows customers to actually find consultants like us that support Watchman.
If this sounds too good to be true, kickstart it. You can sign up for a 30-day trial. You don't even have to put in your credit card by going to watchmanmonitoring.com/CCP. Start your risk-free trial. Setup only takes as little as 60 seconds, and you'll thank us that you did. It's money in the bank.
Hey, Jerry, you want to tell us about something that you like?
Absolutely, Joe. You know, one of the things we pride ourselves on here at Command Control Power is we don't pack our shows with sponsorships selling you mattresses and clothing and food. And we only really endorse products that we think are not only valuable to the Mac consultants community, but products that we use ourselves every single day. I'd like to tell you about a product that we've been talking about for quite some time, and that, of course, is Gruntwork. Gruntwork is something that I use in my practice. If you install Mac MSP Gruntwork, you basically take all the time-consuming and mundane tasks, and you offload those tasks to Gruntwork, while you and your team can really focus on what really matters, delivering your expertise, building your projects that bring you revenue, and making your organization more efficient. Gruntwork saves you time and money by doing all the maintenance in the background, causes no downtime, trouble-free patching, faster troubleshooting, gives you all the tools you need, so you simply have to focus on the much higher level tasks that generate money for your company.
We find it an invaluable tool for our business. The way it can handle those background tasks for you without even you being present, without the end user having to be too disturbed, they just do a logout periodically. It can run the background tasks such as maintenance and updates. Quite often, it takes care of a lot of the little issues that you would normally get calls about. And now we've added it to our contact menu in Watchman, and it incorporates with Zendesk. We're alerted, we're aware, the client is a much happier end user, and we're not getting those little emergency calls because Gruntwork is maintaining those systems for us.
Yeah, it's really nice to be able to walk into a client and know that things have been done. The basic troubleshooting has already been done for you by Gruntwork.
If you're already a user of Watchman, Mac MSP Gruntwork works seamlessly with Watchman. So right in your Watchman screen, you could see all the tasks that have been initiated by Gruntwork. Mac MSP Gruntwork is baked in with lots of great features. Removal of common adware garbage just automatically gets removed. Clam scans of commonly infected files and whole disks happen in the background. Permission repairs, backup and purge user and system caches. You get to customize all these different tasks in the background. Extended memory testing, central logging of activities and results.
For those of you that like to get deeper into the product, Gruntwork actually uses Monkey in the background. You can create your own recipes, build your own updates, package them, and deploy them as you will. This doesn't have to be just an easy, simple to use interface. If you're the type of administrator that likes to get your hands dirty, you can do that and get involved in the Monkey repository.
You can try Gruntwork for 30 days, take a free trial. Go to mac-msp.com and download your package of Mac MSP Gruntwork. Mac MSP is now part of Mac's remote management by Logic Now. We suggest you check them out and take a test drive.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Stephen as the slow ray round about, deep and crisp and crispy. Brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic.